Here in the U.S., President Obama said late Monday that Attorney General Eric Holder will travel to Ferguson, Missouri on Wednesday to get an update on the federal probe into the shooting death of unarmed African-American teenager Michael Brown by a white police officer. This has sparked days of violent protest.
We have all seen images of protesters and law enforcement in the streets. It's clear that the vast majority of people are peacefully protesting. What's also clear is that a small minority of individuals are not. While I understand the passions and the anger that arise over the death of Michael Brown, giving into that anger by looting or carrying guns and even attacking the police only serves to raise tensions and stir chaos. It undermines rather than advancing justice. Let me also be clear that our constitutional rights to speak freely, to assemble, and to report in the press must be vigilantly safeguarded, especially in moments like these. There's no excuse for excessive force by police or any action that denies people the right to protest peacefully. Ours is a nation of laws for the citizens who live under them and for the citizens who enforce them. So to a community in Ferguson that is rightly hurting and looking for answers, let me call once again for us to seek some understanding rather than simply holler at each other. Let's seek to heal rather than to wound each other. As Americans, we've got to use this moment to seek out our shared humanity that's been laid bare by this moment.
Curfew in Ferguson was lifted Monday after National Guard troops arrived in the central U.S. town to bolster police forces amid the ongoing clashes and protesters. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Monday called on authorities in Ferguson to use restraint and uphold the rights to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. The appeal for calm came as an independent autopsy showed Brown was shot at least six times on August the 9th, including two bullets to the top of his head. Lawyers and two medical experts told reporters the gunshot wounds to the head support witnesses' statements that Brown's head was down and that the teen was surrendering when Officer Darren Wilson shot him. Wilson is on paid administrative leave during the investigation.